Yeah, the air conditioning's on. Okay, let's begin. Let's see the Gemara inside. We had yesterday a whole machlokes between Rashi and the Tosfos Rid as to what our case was. Okay? Was the case where you said b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam? Or was the case without b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, and the Eved Kenani just brought the Shtar Shichur to prove his freedom? Rashi said you said b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, and the Tosfos Rid said no, you just brought it. So I mentioned in Shir yesterday that according to the Tosfos Rid, it's kind of like not connected with the rest of the Gemara. What I meant to say is not connected with this Gemara, as we concluded Shir yesterday. Echad zeh, it is connected with the Gemara, but it has nothing to do with Palgin and Diburim, because according to the Tosfos Rid, if you don't make a statement, then there's nothing to split. You follow me? If you don't make a statement, then there's nothing to split. So if you don't make a statement, so then there's nothing to split. Okay? So therefore, when it says Palgini Dibur in the Gemara, it's really Lav Dafka. Okay? It's not really a Palgini Dibur. Okay? All right, let's see the Gemara. Gemara says like this. So that's a very important point. And I want to just mention that according to Abaye, what was Abaye? Abaye said that the Havamina was... Abaye said that the Havamina was... What did Abaye say? What did Abaye say? Abaye said that both are what? Abaye said that both are what? Both are good. And then he backed out of it and said that both are bad. What do you mean both are good? The property and the Evikinani. Either they're both good or they're both bad. Correct? Yeah? They're both good or they're both bad. What was the Havamina that they're both good? How can it be both good in the Havamina? If you don't have two Adam on the property, how is it good? What's the Havamina? Remember we said it's through the back door? So do we have a model of that it can be done back door? So I want you to get that. There is a concept in the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin and Daf Yudam et Aleph. I gave it to you in the Mar Mekoymus. And that is works as follows. Let's say a guy comes and he says, Mr. X sodomized my shore. Ploni Rava Shori. What's the din if you say Ploni Rava Shori? What's halacha if you say Ploni Rava Shori? What's halacha if you say Ploni Rava Shori? What's the din? What's halacha if you say Ploni Rava Shori? The halacha is that Ein Adam Karvetz Al Shoro. What does that mean? You come with another aid and said that my shore was sodomized. What's halacha? Since you're believed regarding what? Since you're believed regarding what? Regarding Ploni, you're also believed regarding your own shore. Normally you can't testify about your own shore. Okay? So therefore that's an example where we have that you're believed where? You're believed in a case for your own what? You're believed in a case where you're believed about your own what? You're believed about your own mominus. Because the only reason why you're believing your own mom is because you believed on another guy. That's called a migu. Since you're believed about the other guy, so therefore through the back door, you're also believed about the shore. That might have been the Havamina, exactly why, since what? Since we already accept the Adis regarding the Evid, that he goes free, we also accept it regarding the property. So there's a model for that. So I want you to get that. Because we asked that in Shir. I mean, what kind of Havamin is that you should be believed both for the property and the Evid? Makes no sense. How can you believe on the property? You don't have two Adim. What's the answer? The answer is that we have such a theory that if it's already accepted regarding one category, we'll expand it regarding the other category as well. Okay? You follow what I'm saying? That's the Chiddush that we want to say the Havamina of the Gemara is. And that's what Reb Nochum Parchovich wants to explain regarding this din. It wasn't just Stam, Lamaisa. Another way you could say it is as follows. Another way that you could explain Abaye's Havamina is that it was a Takanas Chachamim. What's the Takanas Chachamim here? To believe what? And this works well with Rashi. Because you're saying the Fani Nechtam, Fani Nechtam. So the Takanas Chachamim was to be believed that just like you're believed about yourself being free, you're also believed about the property. We can't split the Adis. And if you wouldn't be believed Lamais on the property, you wouldn't be believed on the Shichur. They're inextricably linked. So I want you to get these two Pshatim. One of two Pshatim to explain what Abaye's Havamina was. Either, number one, that we have a model like the Plony Rabba Shori, that a guy's believed about his shor, even though what? You're normally not believed about your own property, but since you're believed about the guy that's sodomized, so you're also believed about what? The shor as well. That's a migup. That's one shot that Rav Nachum Parchovich wants to say. The other shot we want to just say is, according to Rashi, that it's a takanas chachamim. And again, I think it fits very well. If you say Rashi, that you're saying with money nechtav, that was the takanas chachamim. If you're not going to believe on the property, you won't be believed on the shichur. They go hand in hand. Whereas the first shot is, it's like the Tosis Rid. You're not saying the funny nechtav, but we do have a model in Shas, that the backdoor theory, that since you're believed about your about the guy who was sodomized, you're also believed about the what? About the shore as well. So I want you to plug in, and this is a how many things did we have on the board yesterday between Rashi and Tosis Rid? Six. This will be a seventh. Another way to learn up the Gemara. How are you going to learn up that mitoch, the first mitoch? Even though Abai changes mind, but we got to know what the first thing was. Okay, now let's see the Gemara inside. I'm going to read the Gemara with the Rashi. I want you to look at it. I want to go through all the Rashis, okay? It's a hard Gemara, and then we'll be able to get to the Gemaras I wanted you to see about Pagini Dibur. Let's see the Gemara inside. Okay. Amalei Rav Ada Bar Masna L'Rava Kiman. Who do we hold like? Who does Rava hold like? Rava's the one who said that we make a split, and we said the Eved Kenani goes free. If you don't have, please look on with someone. The Eved Kenani goes free, but the property you don't get, right? We make a split. By both cases, Atzmacha v'nechasoy, which was the Bryce, and also the Shiloh of Kol. So who does Rava hold like? So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, Kireb Shimi, Damer Paginin Dibur. Ah, the word Paginin Dibur appears. Now I want you to get down. I gave you the Ran. The Ran in the Dape Arif, on Bezim and Bez in the Dape Arif, Dibur Maskel Visalka Shmeitzin, the Ran in the Dape Arif writes that this din of Pagini Dibura is the din of Pagini Dibura and the rest of Shas that appears in different Gemaras. Okay, take the Gemara literally. And according to Rashi, does it fit in very well that you can take the Gemara literally? Yes or no? Are you making a statement according to Rashi? According to Rashi, what are you doing? You're saying b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam. So if you're saying b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, that's a real statement. You could split it. Lefi the Tosis Rid, you're going to have to not take this Gemara seriously, and you're going to have to say it's really not dafka. It's lav dafka. It means when we make splits, but you didn't make a statement at all. There's no b'fanei nechtam. So I want you to get that. That's really number eight. That's really number eight. When the Gemara says Pagini Dibur, is it dafka or lav dafka? Lefi Rashi, it's dafka. Lefi the Tosis Rid, it's not. Oh, now let's see inside. This non, Hakosiv called Nechasiv, it's a Mishnah in Peyah. La'avdo Yatsav in Chayrin. If you write all your property to an Evid, he's Yatsav in Chayrin. Why is that true that he's Yatsav in Chayrin? Because he's included in the property. Is that correct? So if he's included in the property, he goes free. However, Shir Karka Kolshu, if you leave a little bit of Karka out to yourself, Shir Karka Kolshu, lo Yatsav in Chayrin. What's the din? He doesn't go free. Well, now why doesn't he go free? Let's get this. What does Rashi say? Look at Rashi. Shir karka kol shu lo yatsa ben chorin karka lav dafka. Kinemar b'avasa pirk mishemes. Okay? Karka lav dafka lo yatsa ben chorin. We don't know what he's leaving to himself. Look at the next Rashi. Lo yatsa ben chorin. Dibishlamo resha. It's good in the resha. The lo gali daite denachas l'shiurei. It's good in the ratio where he doesn't reveal his mind. What do you mean he doesn't reveal in his mind that he wants to keep anything for himself? What was the ratio? What was the ratio? Kol, right. Very good, Yossi. You're not leaving anything to yourself. Let's see inside. Lo amrin in the shir, aval hocha dinachas l'shiura. Here that he wants to leave something over for himself. Amrin l'didei namishir. We say that he wants to what? He also wants to keep over what? He also wants to keep the Eved. V'chiyomer kol nechasoy nesunim l'cha. When he says, I'm giving all your property, all my property over to you, Mr. Eved, ashar nechasim kamer. He's referring to the other property. Please get this. Ulachnufi le'kasi. What is lachnufi le'kasi? He's trying to flatter him. He's trying to flatter his Eved. Can I say, oh, I love you so much. I'm willing to give all my property over to you, except for a little bit. And what's that little bit? You. I'm keeping you. And because I'm keeping you,
All the property I'm going to keep because of what's the cloud we learned yesterday? Mashakana Evid, Kana Rabbos. The whole thing is just a joke. He's just trying to flatter him. That's what flattery is. Flattery is fake, right? V'lo shichrei. And he's not being shachar. Came to lo amr le atzmachav nechassoy. You want to free the guy, you'd have to say atzmachav nechassoy. Oh. Now there's a critical thing that we have to get in the Havamina and the Maskana, okay? In the Havamina of this Gemara, okay? In the Havamina of this Gemara, did he identify which land he's keeping for himself or not? Yes or no? You got to get this. This is the key thing in the sugya. He did not identify. Since he did not identify, it's very possible that it's the Evid. And therefore, if he's keeping the Evid, all the property he's keeping along with it. But he did not identify, okay? We're going to see in the Maskanas of Gemara, Bez Hashem, please get this down, that even if he identifies that he's keeping acre X, the guy will not go free, which is an amazing chiddush. Can someone tell me why that's true? At this point in the Gemara, what are we thinking he's saying, Reb Meir? What are we thinking that he's saying? Lo paginin what? Lo paginin dibura, right? Lo paginin dibura. You can't what? You're not dividing anything. Lo paginin dibura. You don't divide anything. But what we're talking about the Havamin is that you didn't identify any land. You did not identify any land at all. You follow what I'm saying? So it's possible he meant the Evid, and then if he meant the Evid, then all the other property falls on the Evid. Lefida Maskana, you identified acre X. I'm keeping acre X. So why does the guy not go free? That's No. Lefida Tanakama. Lefida Reb Meir. I want you to get it, even though we haven't gotten up to it in the Gemara. Even if you, this is the key point of this Gemara. Even if you identify the land, why does he not go free? The lav krus gitahu. Because until you masbir, you articulate that the feirish, that I'm freeing you, then it's not free. I mean, didn't you say I'm giving over all my property to you, Mr. Evan, but acre X? It's still not enough. You need to elucidate that you are going free. It's an amazing thing. And the truth is, I want you to get this. Even though we haven't gotten to it, we're going to get to it. I want you to just get it, Lamaisa, what the beer is. The possibility is, the way Rashi says it when we get up to it is that just like he left over acre X, he might have also left over the Evid. That's the beer in this din. That's the beer in this din. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, the Pashtus is it's possible to say, you said acre X, maybe he also wants to leave over the Evid, even though he didn't elucidate it. Because we require Alpidin, this is what the Karni Re'im says. We require a Lushan Mivurar in the Star Shikra. And as long as you can explain that he left over the Evid, then it's not going to be what? It's not going to be considered to be what? A good Star Shikra. Do you understand what I'm saying? Didn't he say Acre X? So by definition, if it's Acre X, then I know it's not the Evid, right? It's not true. I have to know black on white from the Star that he goes free. I can't figure out on my own. Oh, if it's only acre X, then it must be that he's going free. That's not sufficient. It has to be mavur in the Star Shichur that you are going free. Okay, I want you to get that. Rashi makes a comment, oh, that just like he had left over acre X, it's also possible that he also what? It's also possible that he's also leaving over the Evid as well. So the Karnei Reim says, what does that mean? What that means is that even though you might say he's only leaving over acre X, and I can figure out on my own that he wants to free the Evid, that's not enough. It has to be definitive in there. So that is a very critical point, Lamaisa. I want you to get that, Lamaisa. Because he's chasar in the Star. The Havamina is that he did not identify the land. If he didn't identify the land, then maybe he's keeping the Evid, and then by definition, all the property he's going to keep as well. But Lefida Maskana, when we get to it, this is the Knech that switches. Okay? That even, it's an amazing Chiddush. That's the biggest Chiddush of this whole Gemara. Even if you say, Mr. Evan, I'm giving you everything I want you to know, except Acre X, Reb Meir says he still doesn't go free. Why? He only is keeping Acre X. The answer is, until you say explicitly, you, Mr. Evan, are going free, or all my property without any exceptions, then in fact, what? You don't go free. Because there's a requirement of Kruskita. Okay, I want to just go on a little bit, Shmuel, okay? Let's see in the Gemara. Okay? Fine. Oh, also I want to add on, let's get it, the Rashbam. I gave it to you. The Rashbam writes in Baba Basra, again, Lefi the Havamina. What does Reb Meir say? You left over some property for yourself, and we said you didn't identify it. Lo Yotze Ben Chorin. Lo Yotze Ben Chorin. The Rashbam writes in Baba Basra, please get it, that halachically an Evid Knaini is called Karka. An Evid is called Karka. Let's get it. The Rashbam of Baba Basra, Kuf Mem Tetzimah Beis, says that an Evid is called Karka. There's a hekish between Evid and Karka. If there's a hekish between Evid and Karka, then Lemaisa, since he said Sadastam, it's possible he's referring to who? What'd you say? He's referring to the Evid. So let's get that down as well. The Rashbam speaks out very interestingly. Since halachically Evid Kanai is hukus lekarkos, in our Gemara, it's very possible that since he didn't identify the karka, he was referring to the Evid. But Lefivis, that's why I want to stress Lefivis Havamin Alan. If he would have identified Acre X, would he go free? Lefivis Havamin. Yes, please get that down. Lefivis Havamin, if he would have identified Acre X, he would go free. Lefi the Maskana, when we come up with this whole new reason of Lav Kruskita, then he won't go free. But Lefi the Hava, meaning if you would identify, then you certainly would go free. And the truth is, the Rosh by us, I gave you the Rosh, points out that there is a Tosefta, the Rosh by us in Siman Zion, points out that Tosefta here actually says Sada Plonis. It says Chutz Misada Plonis. It actually says Plonis. Even though our Havamin is not that way, but it actually says, even if you say Chutz Misada Plonis, Lo Yatza Ben Chorin. Who is that like, Alan? The Tosefta. The quote of the Tosefta has Beferish, even if you say Chutz Misada Plonis, he doesn't go free. What is that like, Ron? That's like the Maskana, Lav Kruskitu. You said Acre X. The only thing you're keeping is Acre X. Aren't you letting Devek Kanani go? No. Until you say explicitly you're going free, it's not a good star shift. So I'm saying that Tosefta speaks out the Maskana. But the Havamin is either like Rashi, we can't pin down which land it is, so it might be the Evid. If it might be the Evid, then all the Karka is going to stay. Or it might, like the Rashbam, an Evid is a Hukash Lakarka. So you might actually mean Evid. But again, the Havamin is we don't say anything. Okay, let's see Viter now. Oh, Reb Shimon Oimer, look inside. Reb Shimon Oimer, let's see. Li Oilam Hu Ben Chayrin, Ashi Omer Kon Nechasoi Lesunim Laploni Avdi, Chutz Mi Echen Mi Ribuya Shebehen. Oh, Reb Shimon says, I want you to know something. The Evid Kanani always goes free unless he says, I'm giving all of my property to you, Mr. Evid, except for 1/10,000th of them. Now, what does Reb Shimon say? Pagini Dibur. You always split it. Pagini Dibur. He always goes, he's going to go free. This is Reb Shimon Shita of Pagini Dibur. We'll split it. He'll go free. And Lamaisa, unless he says this expression 1/10,000. Now let's see Rashi inside. Take a look at the top Rashi. Li oilam hu ben chayrin. The maida goli goli. What he reveals? He reveals a maida lo goli lo goli. Ad shi yomar stam chutz mi davar muad. Unless you say, except I want to keep something small. V'lo yifarish mahu mashar. He's not masber what he leaves over. Tosam amrinin dechad mi ribuya dekamer haynu evin. There we say Echen Mirabuya means a what? What does Echen Mirabuya mean? 1/10,000th. What does that mean? It means the Evid. The Iu lo chashiv le elke Echen Mirabuya min achasim. Even though the Evid's worth more than that, but Lamaisa, to this guy, he's worth only 1/10,000th of his property. So let's see inside. Afagav de Shavitve. Even though he's worth much more in the marketplace, but to this Odon, he's only worth 1/10,000th. It doesn't make a difference where you acquire other property. Let's say you say Acre X. Now he gets himself and he gets other property except for what is left over Acre X. I don't care, where you don't get any property. You don't mention which property you're leaving over. Because each piece of land, I can say that's the one I left over. Afilachu ben Chayrin, to halav karkahu. The bottom line is, Reb Shimon holds he's not what? This is very interesting. He holds he's not karka. Yes? That's a little bit, it seems, it's a very, very interesting in light of what we said in the name of the Rashbam, that an Eved is hukus lekarka. But in this case, he's not karkahu. Velo shira, alma paginin dibura, de kochonichse kamerlev lo kones atzmov. Va'at amr, va'at nami, the kamer atzma konen, chasum lakonen, kirib shimin sfirloch. And you, Rava, who make the split hole like Rav Shimon. Correct? Oh, so what do you see from this? What do you see from this? What does Taisus, what does Rashi say? Rav Shimon holds Paul Gini Dibura. Rav holds Paul Gini Dibura. The only time the other county won't go free is if you say one in, except one in one ten thousandth. Anything else you say, whether you identify the property, whether you don't identify the property, what's the din? The Evid always goes free because of Paul Gini Dibura. Now I want you to get down. We won't go through this today. Tomorrow, Blinetter. But Rashi says when you don't identify, he gets nothing. Yes? He only goes free. Why does he get nothing, Deva Kanani? Because every piece of acre I can say, oh, that was the one I had in mind. I want you to get this. Many Rishonim argue, including the Tosas on the top. Let's get it down. Tosas says, what are you talking about? Why don't you just do the following? Let the owner keep one piece of land. Let the Eved Kanani go free and get everything else. You got that? That's the other extreme. No, why don't you just say the Eved Kanani goes free and all the other property, what's the din? Let the all the other property, let the Eved Kanani get also. Oh, you left over one piece of land? So you get one piece of land, Mr. Owner, and that's it. Rashi says, pum fakir. Rashi says, since we can't identify which piece of land, so therefore the guy goes free, but all the land he keeps. Tosis and the other Rishonim say, pum fakir. So we'll go through that more tomorrow, but I want you to get that, okay? All right, very good. Let's go Vaita now into Gemara. So we set up that Rav holds a Reb Shimon Paul Gini Dibur. Yes? Rav holds a Reb Shimon Paul Gini Dibur. Okay? Let's see inside. We have Rav Yosef Bar Numi said the name of Rav Nachman. Even though Rav Yosef praised Rav Shimon, the Allah is like Rav Meir. Disanya, kishenemru dvarim lefnei Rav Yosef. When these words were said for Rav Yosef, karavol of mikra hazeh, he called upon this pasuk, svatayim yishak meshiv dvarim nechoichim. His lips should be kissed because he says he responds with proper words. So what do you see from this? You see that. How is it possible that we paskin what? Like Reb Shimon, who do we paskin? How could Rava, you a halaga Rava the Amoira, we want to attach Rava with who, Reb Shimon? How do you attach Rava with Reb Shimon? Who's the Tanakama? Reb Meir, right? It's a Mishnah. You say, even though he praised Reb Shimon, but the bottom line is the Lachas like Reb Meir. So we have a problem. Oh, so I want you to get this. So we have a Kasha on Rava, now the Gemara makes an aside now. And says we have a steer now in Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman just got through saying the Allah is like who? Like who? Rav Nachman just got through saying the Allah is like who? Like Rav Meir. Now we're going to challenge that. Look inside. Miyam Rav Nachman Achi. Vam Rav Yosef Bar Minu Miyam Rav Nachman. Shechiv Meira Shekosov Chon Nechosov La'avdoi. Va'amid. Let's say, what's a Shechiv Meira? Shechiv Meira's guy's on his deathbed. Not like a guy says. But what's the famous din of a Shechiv Meira? We don't have to write it on the board, but what's the Gemara saying, Baba Basra? Divri Shechiv Meira, Kiksuvin, Uchemusrin Domo. The Shechiv Meira says, I want to give over, he wants to give over property to someone, right? If he wants to give over the property to someone, what's the din? Fine, you don't have to make a kinyan, because we don't want him to get sick, and get sicker and die. So we make it as easy as possible. Divri Shechiv Meira, Kiksuvin, Uchemusrin Domo. The kinyan is made just along with his words alone. You don't have to write up a star and make a kinyan. So what happens? Look inside. Again, Rav Nachman wrote all his property to Zevik Naini. And he got better. The property stays with the Shechiv Meira, but the Zevik Naini goes free. Why? Why does the property go back? Because he only gave it on condition he was going to die. Now he's better. He wants the property back. They know Chozer Bevit, Shar Yotza Lov Shem Chorin. Why does he not Chozer Bevit? Because why? Because there's been a coal out there that went out already that he's a free man. So we don't want to take that away. We will not take that away. There's no way we're going to take that away. Chas v'sholom. We're not going to take that away at all. Okay? So what do you see from this cloud? Let's get it. What do you see from this cloud? What do you see from this cloud? That what? Pagini diburu. I thought Rav Nachman just passed like a mayor who said lo pagini diburu. Now we have Rav Nachman holding like the holding like who? This brisa, this din. It's not a brisa. It's a dinner of Shimon that you say pagini diburu. Stira. Now I want you to get this. The Rashba asks, where is it that you see from the Gemara we hold pagini diburu from this case of the Shchimira? Why can't you just say that it's usher to put an evikinani in servitude, keep him in servitude if there's a ben kol that's gone out on him that he's a ben chayrin? Maybe it's a special din. You follow what I'm saying? How does this din per se exemplify pagini diburu? Why don't you say it's a special halacha that if there's a rumor already being said that the evikinani is free, so you cannot what? You can't keep him in servitude. That's what the Rashba asks. The Rashba answers very beautifully. And he says, if it wasn't for Bagini Dibura, you know what you would need? You would need a new Shtar Shikra to free him. Since the coal doesn't make him free, it must be the fact that you don't need a new Shtar Shikra, it must be that this Shtar worked immediately. And therefore, it's Bidin Bagini Dibura. I want you to get that. It's not some local halacha, special halacha, that if a coal goes out, we assume he's free. Because we don't want him, we don't want to have confusion. If that would be the case, Ron, you'd need a new what? Shtar Shikra. The fact that you don't need a star shikra shows that this star did the job. And if this star did the job, it shows Palgini Diburu. That's what we want to say the pshat is. Now, I want you to know also, what do you think is difficult with this? Add on another Nakuda. When do you think the kingdom of the Shchimira takes place? When should it take place, the kingdom of the Shchimira? Excellent. Who said that? Ron? Yeah, very good. When he dies. Did the guy die here? No, he didn't die. He got better. So why does he go free? What's the answer to that, Lamaisa? Because since we know that it's usser to be motzi a kol on a ben chayrin on an evid, must be that he gave it to him while he was alive. You can't simply go ahead and be motzi kol ben chayrin on avadim. If a guy's an evid, you can't show he's a free man. It's usser to do that. So it must be that what? Must be that he freed him. That's what I want to bring out is that this is a powerful klal of pagini diburu. This guy didn't die. So you should say the whole thing goes up in smoke. No. It's kal regarding the man right away. Because you can't be motzi a kol on an evid kinani that he's free. Must be that he freed him here. Meaning me mamish split it. Regarding the shtar shichur, the liberty of this guy, he's mamish free.
It says yatzalav.
I understand that. But the reason why yatzalav, Yossi, is because it was kal. That's what I'm saying. Because it was kal. And that's the Chiddush. And why would there be an Isser? Why do you think there would be an Isser to be motzi a kol on an Evid Kenani that is a Ben Chorin? Because what does it say in the Chumash? Li'olam behem tavonu. There's an Isser essay. You're not allowed to free your Evid Kenani. You must keep him in a state of servitude. So it's usher to do that. Now it's a good point what you're saying, Yossi, but what I'm saying is that no, you're free. It's chal. It's chal. So there are two Chiddushim I want to bring out from here. Number one, the Rashba says, you see Pagini Diburu. Don't tell me it's a special halacha that once there's a kol that he goes out, it's usher to put him in Shibu. It's not true. Because if that would be the case, you would need a new Shtar Shikhor. The fact that you don't need a new Shtar Shikhor shows it was Chal Miad. We did Pagini Diburu. And number two, it's Chal Miad, even though Kinin of a Shibu is only when the guy's dead. Here you see Pagini Diburu. Mitzad the Shikhor, it's free right away. And it's usher to be motzi a kol. On it's also me motzi a kol that Evid Kenani is a ben chorin because of this isser lo and ben tavon. So it must be Yossi that he was free. Yotza love shame ben chorin because it was free because it was chal. Oh, very good. So we have a stira now, a double stira. Actually, it's not a stira but a double kasha. What's the double kasha, Eitan? Number one, the Rava what is holding like Reb Shimon. How can he hold like Reb Shimon? We pass like Reb Meir. Number two is Rav Nachman on one hand holds pagini diburu. And then the other end is only like a mere lopak in Hebrew, stira. So it's a kasha and rava and a stira in Rav Nachman. Let's see inside. You got me? Let's see inside. Elo, Zokter. This is the keyest point. I keep stressing it. Elo, let's see inside. Elo, Amar Ravashi. Hossam hainu time and should lav kruskitu. Oh. This has nothing to do with Palgini Dibur. Everyone holds a Palgini Dibur. Even the Tanakama, even Reb Meir holds a Palgini Dibur. Everyone holds a Pagini Diburu. Rava says, what are you bothering me for? All the Tanaim hold a Pagini Diburu. If everyone holds a pakini dibura, so why does Reb Meir say kosev yishar karka koshu lo yatsa ben chorin? Why? If everyone holds pakini dibura, why lo yatsa ben chorin? Because you did not write explicitly befeirish. Please get it. You did not write befeirish that you're free, Mr. Evan. And even if you say, I'm giving you everything, Evan Kneini, just acre X I'm keeping, isn't that an implication that he goes free? No. Because until you say you're free, Mr. Evan, just like you gave over, just like you kept acre X, as we said from Rashi, we'll see it, Biz Hashem, you also might be wanting to keep also what? The Evan as well. And the way we said it was what? Was twofold. What was the way we said it? You recall? What were the two ways we said it from the Karni Reim? The Karni Reim says it wasn't clear in the Shtar. We know, though, he said acre X. He has no more property. So he wasn't Mishar the Evan. What's the answer? But from the Lushan of the Shtar, it's not Mavurar. It's not creases. You need a full severance. You need a complete break if a husband divorces the wife. You need a complete break if the master's Meshachar the Evan Kenani. A complete break. If it's unclear from the Lashon Shtar, Michael, then it's not a good Shtar Shikur. You follow me? Even though he left over in Anchor X. Oh, you make all the implications of the rule. Does it say it in the Shtar Meferish? It does not, Chai. If it does not, you're not a free person. That's not Lo Pagin in Dibura. It's not because of Lo Pagin in Dibura. What does Lo Pagin in Dibura mean? Oh, you know why you don't go free? If you're Meshar or Koshu, you can't make a split and say, he goes free, and the rest of the property kept. We don't say that. If you left over anything, Lo Pagin in Dibura, then therefore he doesn't go free. It's not because of Lo Pagin in Dibura, Alex. It's because of Lav Kruski too. And that's why even if you specify, and I said Rav Shmuel Rozovsky also points out, Lafidah Maskan, it's a chshash. For Meshar, also the Yevon. It's not a chshash gomer. But because of Kruz Gita, there's a chisar in the Lashon Hashtar. That's the Chiddush. There's a chisar in the Lashon Hashtar. So it comes out according to everyone we will hold Paul Ginin Dibura. And Rava says, I'm right, Lamaisa. Now, how do we answer the Stira? Rava really holds like, not Rekab Shimon, he also holds like the Tanakam. The Tanakam and Rav Shimon also hold the Pagin in Dibura. And it's no steer in Rav Nachman. Why is it not a steer in Rav Nachman? Because Rav Nachman also holds Pagin in Dibura. But Rav Nachman passed like the Tanakama. Isn't that low Pagin in Dibura? What's the answer? It's not low Pagin in Dibura. It's Lav Kruskitu. It's a new din. It's Lav Kruskitu. Let's see Rashi. See Rashi inside. Now, I want you to get this. The key lines. Let's see Rashi. V'homer Rav Nachman aluchi Rav Meir the lo yatzal lecheres. Didn't Rav Nachman say lachazak Rav Meir lo yatzal lecheres? Shekilus Rav Yosef first v'azel. It's v'sayim yishak roy hu l'nashik. It's fitting to be kissed. Miyamer Rav Nachman aluchi lo pagini diburu. Who says Rav Nachman doesn't hold lo pagini diburu? Shchibir rachozu b'chol ma nosa b'vasra. Shchibir ra, that gets better. You retract all the gifts. Shar yatzal of shem cherus v'asul lishtabed bo. But regarding the avikani, he's free. You see that? Yossi? So look inside, hustle. Everyone got it right in the Rashi. Hustle. Let's see inside. Please get it. Okay, this is the vort. It's not because of lo pagini dibura. Don't read that wrong. The reason is not because of lo pagini dibura. It's not because of pagini dibura. It's not because of lo pagini dibura. That's not the Tanakama's rationale, Shmuel. Why, Daha? Please get this. Daha, Kinami Hisker Shem Shir Karkaploni. Please underline that 50 times. Even if you elucidate Acre X. In the Havamini, you did not elucidate Acre X. He says, Daha, Kinami Hisker Shem Shir Karkaploni. Ribbono Shel Olam. The guy said, I'm giving you, Mr. Evan, everything but Acre X. Everything but Acre X, that means you should get your freedom, you should get all the property. He says, no. The Leka Plukta de Dibura, Kamar Remeir, the Lo Yatzal Cheres. It's not the Leka Plukta de Dibura. Even when you mention the Shir Karkaploni, the Leka Plukta de Dibura, Kamar Remeir, Lo Yatzal Cheres. It has nothing to do with that. El Taima, you see that Lashon bothers me. The Hinami Hisker Shem Shir Karkaploni, even if you say Acre X, the lake of Plukta de Dibura, right? Where there is what? It's not because the lake of Plukta de Dibura. It's not because of Lo Pagini Dibura. That's the way you got to read it. You know what I'm saying? I was bothered by that lashon. The lake of pluta dibur means it's not because of low pumpkin in dibur. The kamar rebbe the loyatzer says ella taima mishum the lav kruski tohu. This is the form. I get it. The gabi isha ksiv sefer krisis tvarim chavtalin vishikuri avarim gamer law law miyisha. How do you know you equate the dinim star shikur and get isha? Dixiv chupa solo natan law. It says by shifra knani star shikur. Right, and it says. Oh, look at this. Since there's a possibility, even though Alex, he said acre X, but he also might mean the Evid as well. Because his intent, his orientation is leaving over something. So even though he identified acre X, but it also might mean the Evid Kanani. He didn't mention the guy himself in the matana that he should go free. He didn't write explicitly yourself and the property acquired to you. Or what else could he have said? Or Rashi could have said, he wrote kol nechasi with no exceptions. Lav krisis gomeru. It is not krisis gomeru. That's the word of this sugya. Aval heichid lo shir, we leave nothing over. When you leave nothing over, and therefore he goes free 1 second, you can't be chazer. What does kitchu Hashem mean? We're not talking about kiddush Hashem. Come on, let's slide the bachrim that we'll see the shear and the. They died al Kiddush Hashem, the Bokram in Mirkas last year. They died al Kiddush Hashem. What does Kiddush Hashem here mean? So he's a brachas masber because he's mechuyev in mitzvahs. He's a full-fledged Jew. Once he's a full-fledged Jew, I want you to get that down. That's what Kiddush Hashem means. So full-fledged Yid, that's what he means, Rashi. Kiddush Hashem. So full-fledged Yid, Lemais. This is the lashon that he wants to be masber in Rashi. Kiddush Hashem. Oh. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mekadosh. He's chayav all the mitzvahs like Yisrael Gomer. Right? That's the famous Mechilta. The more mitzvahs you do, the more Kiddushim you imbue in your life. Shari Kitcha Hashem. Shuv Eni Yochel Achzor. Kitcha Hashem. The Gabi Milsa De Rava Be'evet Shevi Kito Kruz Kitohu. By Rava, it's good. Nehid Nechassim Lo Kana. Tibin in Kiyum. Granted, the property you don't get because of Kiyum. Ava Atzmo Kana Dipalkim Dipure. So this is the Kiddush in the Sugya. You got me? That's the four. So the big difference in the Havamin and Maskana is... is it this new theory of Kruskita? But everyone holds the concept of Palkin and Dibura according to Rashi. And I'll tell you again, Rashi's treating this so seriously. Why? Because Rashi and the Shitasa says the whole sugi is, you said a Dibur. You said b'fanei nechtam. It's a Dibur. You follow me, Chaim? It's a mamish Dibur. And you're splitting that. So Rashi fits beautifully in the Shitasa. And Lafida Maskana, even if you say acre X, what's the din? He still what? He still doesn't go free. Why? Because he might, just like he was Meshire, Rashi says. Just like he was Meshire, he left for himself acre X, he also might have meant to have a knight. So the Karnei Reim elucidates. He says, is that true? Even though Lamais is giving over anything, everything, the bottom line is what? What is the bottom line? The bottom line is it didn't say explicitly in the star. It has to be Mavur in the star. And that's what Shmuel Rozovsky writes as well. It has to be Mavur in the star, Lamaisa. That's what he wants to say. It's not a real Chashash Gomer. That was Mishar the Evid. But the truth is, you need Kruskita. Where there's a Chisar in the Lashon of Star, it's not Mishukhur. See, that key line in Rashi is, you saw that? Even if you elucidate and cave it in Nachas Lashir, since he wanted to do Shir, in that Rashi, since he was his orientation was in the Mishar, it could also mean the Evid. But what it means is Chisar in the Lashon of Star. Okay. But this brings us to the following. Is this concept of Palgin and Dibur the real Palgin and Dibur that we have in other places in Shas? Oh. So I mentioned earlier the Ran and the Dapya Riv that says yes it is. This concept, let's get it, you look it up to your Master Sakadaita, that this concept of Palgin and Dibur is the Palgin and Dibur in the rest of Shas. Now where do we have this cloud of Palgin and Dibur? There is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, I gave you on Daf Testament base, where we mentioned it yesterday very briefly, okay? where the Gemara writes as follows. Let's get it. The Gemara writes, Halacha Lamaisa, it's Rava Lishitasa, says, the din. Ploni Ravoni Lertzoni. He comes with two other Aiden. He comes with one other Aiden and says, Mr. X sodomized them willingly. What's the Halacha? So Rava writes, Beferish, Legabi the Ploni, he's believed. Regarding himself, he's not believed. Okay? So therefore, we split the testimony, and Rava says we kill Mr. X. Adim and Asra. Okay? And the truth is, it's the same Rava. Rava's in Sanhedrin Daftes. The Ran says it's Rava Lishitasa. We say Palgini Dibur. I want you to know there that Rav Yosef, though, argues. We don't have the Shas here, but Rav Yosef argues. Rav Yosef over there says we throw the whole thing out. Rav Yosef says you throw the whole testimony out. The Ran says it's Lishitasa. Okay. This is the classical Pagini Dibur that we have in all the Shas. The truth is, Tosos and Sanhedrin, and Daftesim and Beis, Dirmask of the Ain, is Medame our Sugya to that Sugya over there. So you see that the Ran and Taisvis hold that this Din of Pagini Dibur is the Pagini Dibur that we have in all of Shas. Oh. Fine. I want you to know there is a group of Achronim that say not that way. Everyone holds Pagini Dibur over there. The machloikis is over there, whether you say ain't out of Mesa Matzmo Russia or not. Can a person incriminate oneself or not? So you could say that maybe everyone holds Pagini Dibura. The question is, can you make yourself a Russia? If you hold, you cannot make yourself a Russia, so we gotta drop the testimony regarding yourself. Right? Because he's saying that he did sodomy. So if you hold you can make yourself a Russia, then we'll accept it, Lamaisa. Then we'll accept it. If you hold that you can make yourself a Russia, that we won't accept it. And therefore we won't accept it, Lamaisa. So maybe it depends upon that question of maybe everyone holds Pagini Dibur. The question is, can you make yourself a Russia or not? Okay? So that's why I want to look up. Does anyone have the Sanhedrin there? We don't have a Sanhedrin. I want to
maybe the Sanhedrin in our room.
Oh, it's all right. I'm just did you see the Gemara this morning? Did Rav Yosef throw everything out or did he accept everything? You follow what I'm saying? Rava makes the split. But Rav Yosef, when he argues, did he throw everything out or not? We don't have a Sanhedrin here, no? Does anyone have a Sanhedrin here?
Okay.
Yeah, Yossi, you want to get it real quick? Okay, so that's the Pshat Lamaisa regarding this Gemara. So we have one approach, the Ran, the Taisvis, that the Pagini Dibura that we have is the Pagini Dibura all over Shas, and that fits beautifully according to Rashi, because you say Mefane Nechlem, Mefane Nechlem. You articulated a Dibur. Okay. However, the Ramban argues. Let's get it. The Ramban writes, the favorite, not that way. The Ramban writes the Pagini Dibura that we have, thanks a lot, Yosef. The Pagini Dibura that we have, so we have, again, we say we have Ran, Taisus, and Rashi that learn Pagini Dibura is good. Rav Yosef writes, forget about it, you throw everything, Ploni, Amar Rav Yosef. Ploni Rav Alonso, Huvak, Mistar, Vlarga, Ratzona, Rashi, Vitorah, Amar, Teshor, Rav Yosef throws it all out. Rav Yosef throws out the whole testimony. So everyone might hold the Pagini Dibura, but Lamaisa, if you hold Ain Adam Mesa Matzma Russia, if you hold Adam Mesa Matzma Russia, it's a problem. You're making yourself a Russia. If you're making yourself a Russia, then the Adis is what? The Adis is bad. You understand what I'm saying? In other words, everyone might hold Pagini Dibura. But if you hold Adam Mesa Matzma Russia, you can make yourself a Russia. If you're making yourself a Russia, then your Adis is bad. So it disqualifies the old Adis. Adis Shabbat, which is a Balakul, you throw everything out. Despite the fact you would say Pagini Dibura. You follow me? But if you hold Ain Adam Mesa Matzma Russia, then you split it. That's exactly the machlokes. Okay, so we have one approach, Rashi, Tosis, and the Ran, that say the Pagini Dibura that we have is the Pagini Dibura of Kol HaTorah Kulo. And that fits Rashi because he's treating it so seriously. The Ramban argues. The Ramban says, he starts off saying that it is Pagini Dibura of Shas, and then he backs out of it. Let's get it. How does he back out of it? The Ramban writes very beautifully. He says the Pagini Dibur of our Gemara is not the Pagini Dibur of Shas. And therefore, the Gemara on Sanhedrin is not quoted here by us. And it's a Shaila of Pagini Dibur in the Shtar. Or do you say, Batla Miksasa, Batla Kula in the Shtar? It's not an issue of Dibur here.
It's not an issue of divor at all. It's an issue of, do you take one part of the shtar, or do you throw out another part of the shtar? It has nothing to do with what making a split of any divor. Now, who do you think that goes well with? Tosis Rid. Exactly. So now we have number 8 levice that we can write on. Number 8. Is this Pagini Dibur of Shas? I think this, we had 6 yesterday. What'd you say? Okay, we put this on the list as well.
Did we mention this yesterday?
Is this Pagini Dibur? I don't remember. Is it Pagini Dibur of Shas or not? According to the Rabban, it's not. Because the Rabban says you're looking with the analysis of deciphering what the star is all about. Oh, okay. Oh. Now, the Chassam Sofer, Mamish says this, Beferish. The Chassam Sofer in the Tshuvas Choshen Mishpat, Simen Kuf Nun Beis writes. The Chassam Sofer writes in Simen Kuf Nun Beis in the Tshuvas of the Choshen Mishpat that the Pagini Dibura here mentioned is not the Pagini Dibura of all of Shas. It is not. And he writes, it's a Lishna Kayat of Alma. All we're discussing is whether the Shtar is considered to be like a joke. Is it forged regarding the property and not regarding the liberty? Or is it forged regarding the whole thing? That's the Machleis Abayvarova. So the Chassam Sofer Mamish says what we're saying. But we're saying it fits beautifully, unlike the Tosfos Rid, that there was no Dibur of Fani Nechtam, Fani Nechtam. Oh. So that's the Chiddush that we want to bring out in Lamaisa. Plus the fact, I just want to mention to you, and let's get it. The truth is that if you hold that it's a real Pagini Dibura, I mean, what's the comparison to Reb Shimon and the Chachamim? You know? What's the comparison to Reb Shimon and the Chachamim? In the case of Reb Shimon and the Chachamim, was there any Dibur said? Let's think. In the case of Reb Shimon and the Chachamim, there was no Dibur said. It's all Kosef Kol Nechasef. So I'm saying, according to the Ran, that it is the Pagini Dibur of the rest of Shas, it's very, very difficult to say that what? In this case of Shimon Lacham, you're talking about the splitting the star. There was no debird here chopping up. So I'm saying it fits very much a lot better if you say like the Tosfos Rid. Okay? Oh. So this now brings us to the following topic. So I want you to get this. It works very, very well. You follow us? Even Rav Shimon Lacham in the Hapin, it's Kosef Kol Lachosef. You talk about analysis of a star. You're not talking about taking a statement and breaking it up. You follow me? That's why it doesn't fit the Pagini Dibur of the rest of Shas. Okay. Now, Rebbe Chaim Wasserman Zatzal points out the following. He says, for sure, like we're not talking about Pagini Dibur like we've been saying. But he says, here, there's something that's different. Okay? And that is called Palginin Nehmanis. There is a concept called Palginin Nehmanis. What is Palginin Nehmanis? Here we're definitely not talking about Pagini Dibur, he says, but here we're talking about Pagini Nehmanis. What is Pagini Nehmanis? What's the difference about Pagini Dibur and Pagini Nehmanis? Pagini Dibur is taking a statement and chopping it up. What's Pagini Nehmanis? You take a statement, and the Beis Din says, oh, it'll have believability, right? If there is such a word, I don't think there is. There's belief, but let's make it up for a moment. There's believability for one halacha, but not for another halacha. That's what Pagini Nehmanis is. Pagini Nehmanis is, we're going to believe you regarding one category, not the other. You hear that? It's a four. No? Oh. So listen to this. This shtar, is it forged? Well, it's not forged regarding the shichrur, but it is forged regarding the nechasim. Legabe Pagini Dibur is explicit machleis Rav and Rav Yosef Sanhedrin Daftes. Everyone agrees with Pagini Nehmanis. Let me give you an example. What's the raya? I gave it to you in the Mar Makomos. What's the raya of Pagini Nehmanis? Let's get it. What's the raya of Pagini Nehmanis? What do you say? You know what the raya of Pagini Nehmanis is? If a woman says that her husband died, is she believed? Is she believed to get remarried? Special kula, Mishu Meguna, we allow her. Milsa Davida Ligluye, 3 reasons why we believe her. Mishu Meguna. Number 2, a revealed matter no one's going to lie about. And what's number 3? Isha Daiko Mitzvah.
She'll examine herself to see whether the husband's dead. There are three reasons why a woman is believed. Let me ask you. Woman is believed to get remarried in that case. You know what the Gemara writes in Yevamos Kufi Zayin Amud Aleph? Gave it to Mar Mekaymis. She's believed to get remarried. Is she believed, though, that to have the property bequeathed? You know what bequeathed means? Can the sons be yorish the guy? Yes or no? He's not believed. That's parking in their mothers. We believe her statement regarding allowing him to get remarried, but we don't believe the fact that he's dead, so the sons can be yorish. Parking in their mothers. That's the topic of our sugya, Sifra B'chon and Basuman. It's not parking in the Bure, it's parking in their mothers. It says the Bure in the Gemara, again, Lav Dafkin. So you can have different levels of Lav Dafkin. Mamish Lav Dafkin, like analysis of the star, or at least parking, but it's parking in their mothers. Okay? Now I want to get this, the following din, and then we will go to Hilchos Purim. Okay, we'll pick it up tomorrow with the Vayter Nesuki. Okay? Oh, I want you to get this. Tshuva is a Rashba. Oh. The Rashba writes, please get this, Tshuva is a Rashba. The Rashba says, we only say Palkini Dibura when you can cut up the actual Dibura. This is real Pagini Dibura Arasov. Your mom is cutting and pasting, right? That's what they do in the computer, right? Cutting and pasting, right? My daughters do cutting, literal cutting and pasting, right? But they have the computer cutting and pasting, okay? Listen to what he does. Let's say, guy comes over to a married couple, and he says, your wife was Mizana with me. Mr. X goes over to a married couple and he says to the husband, your wife was Mizana with me. And he says they're two Adim. The guy says this. He comes with an aid. What do? We cut off the word imi. Your wife was Mizana, but not with me, but with another guy. He told some other guy. He came with another aid. Aid echad is nothing. Please get that. So I'm going to write it on the board. Ishtecha zins the imi. You can cut this off. Katoch. Ishtecha zin tzimi. Cut it off. And say imo. Katoch it said. Oh. But. Listen to this. If he says. Ani zanisi. Im ishtecha. If he says, I was mizana with your wife. What happens in that case? You cannot, what, take out the words anis anisi, because then you'll have what? You won't have any anus. You can't say pagin in dibura. This is the chiddush of the Tshuvas HaRashba. I want you to get this. He takes it so seriously, pagin in dibura, you can only say it in certain cases, namely in one but not two, pagin in dibura, Tshuvas HaRashba. So the note of Yehuda writes in the Tshuvas, the great Goin, in Ibn Ezer, Siman Ayin Beis, he says that we find many places that we say Palgin in them honest, and we believe him, Lagabi the woman, and not Lagabi himself. So Shkoyach, you can't what? Cut up number two. But you should still what? Take the whole statement and Mekabel the statement regarding the woman, but not regarding the guy. And we have an accepted rule that we say Palgin in them honest. That was the case in Yevamos that we said. So the Nota Biyuda says, I don't understand the Rosh. Okay, Shkoyach. You don't say Pagin in Dibura, you only say it in one and not two. But even if you don't say it in two, you can still say Pagin in Nemonis. And one of the cases, believe it or not, one of the cases where he proves that you have Pagin in Nemonis is our very own Gemara, Gittin Chesem and Beis. He brings a raya from Rava that's Pagin in Nemonis. So this is a very interesting chiddush, okay? So I want you to get this, all right? We have to get it, Lamaisa. I want you to get it, Lamaisa. There's a notion of Pagin in Dibura, Pagin in Nemonis. So it comes out, Lamaisa, comes out that what we have presented so far today is that this is Mamish Olshtik Otar again, Rashi and the Taisis Rid, the two approaches. Is it Pagin in Dibura Mamish? Yes, you have a statement for an Ephra. Or no? You didn't say any statement. It's not Pagin in Dibura. It's Butla Shtar Mixas, a Butla Kula, or Chatochas a Shtar, or it's Pagin in Nemonis, like we're saying right now, but it's not Pagin in Dibura. at all. And that's what the Ramban is driving at. It's not the Pagini Dibur of the rest of Shas. The Gemara doesn't quote it. Okay, the Ran and Tosis Rashi were saying it is. But the Ramban says no. Some Sofer says no. Lashon Kaitin. It's a curse Lashon. Not a curse, terse. A terse Lashon. Okay? It's a terse Lashon. It's short. It's brevity. It doesn't mean Pagini Dibur. At best, it's analysis of Chatochis Ashtar, or Butler Star, Mixos Balakula, or it's a din of what? Or it's a din of Pagini Nemonis. That Rashi, Rashi Tyson or in the Ran say not good. But this is what the Ramban would drive with the Tyson's rid. And that's what you'll be masked with the Gemara. Okay? All right, we'll have to pick it up from this point. Let's go to Hilchos Purim. And then, as I said, we had the Shears and Lamport and the video presentation. Let's begin upon the Mishnah, about the Din, Bavusta, Aloche, of Sholach Monis. Says in the Ksuvim, Mishloach Monis Ish L'Re'ehu. There's a mitzvah of Sholach Monis. Avavka mitzvah of Sholach Monis. I think we mentioned it already. That all the mitzvahs on Purim, did we mention it? Any mitzvah that's mentioned Divrei Kabbalah, is it Kedivrei Torah Dami or Derabbanan? Remember we mentioned that? We didn't mention it yet? Machlis Balamor Rebar Shloni. Any din mentioned in Nach is called Divrei Kabbalah. Gemara writes above a Kama Beis and Beis. Does that have a status of the Arise or Derabbanan? Divrei Kabbalah, Kedivrei Torah Dami or Derabbanan? So Nafkimin a Sofik. If it's Kedivrei Torah Dami, you're Machmir. If it's Derabbanan, then you're Mekel. Okay. Oh. So one of the dinim is Mishloach Monois Ish L'Re'eh. What is the getter of this din of Sholach Monos? So there's a famous machloikis between the Trumas Adeshin and the Monos Alevi. The Trumas Adeshin, Simen Kuf Yud Aleph, was asked, can I give blankets and clothes for Sholach Monos? And he responds, it's very short, where he says, you're not yotze, because you cannot eat clothes, unless you're a moth, right? Okay? Therefore, he writes, the purpose of Sholach Monos is to facilitate food for the Seuda. And since we don't eat clothes, you're not yotze Sholach Monos. So I want you to get that. The Trumas Adeshin says that Sholach Monos is the tzorech of the Tzuda. Very fascinating. Trumas Adeshin, Siman Kuf, Yud Aleph. The other svar is, says Reb Shlomo Alkabetz, the Machaber of Lechot Doidi, he wrote a sefer, beautiful sefer, on Megillah, called the Monos Alevi. And he argues and says, the reason why we have Sholach Monos is to be Marbe Sholom, Bein Adam Lechavera. Okay? We want to increase peace, foster friendships. That's why I always think it's good to give Sholach Monos to a guy you don't know on your floor in the dorm. Your best friend, you give Sholach Monos to Goyim. Does it enhance your relationship? Give it to a guy in the dorm. It means a lot. I remember doing it in the dorm. Give it to a guy I never even talked to. Makes an impression. In fact, a few years ago, there was a guy who told me, I haven't seen the guy in years. He says, I remember you gave me Sholach Monos. I didn't even remember the guy's name. He said we were on the same floor. So it's an interesting concept. The whole point is you want to foster relationships. That's the purpose. Okay, you can't do it with words, so you have to give Sholach Monos. Now, from the very outset, let's get this. The best Sholach Monos, and we should be machmir to fulfill both opinions. The best Sholach Monos is giving food that he can eat his meal to fulfill the mitzvah of Sudas Purim. That means bread, that means meat. Not stam candy. How could you be yotze? It's not facilitate food for the Suda. Bread, meat, salami. This is the best Sholach Monos. Guy might think you're crazy. You're not crazy. Fulfilling the mitzvah. You're facilitating giving food for the Suda. This is the concept according to the Trumas Adeshin. Okay. Now, as I said, we should be machmer for both reasons. So let's begin. The Ramah has a phenomenal chiddush. The Ramah says that if I offer someone Sholach Monos and he doesn't accept, I'm yoytze.
The Ramo writes, if a guy's mochel.
Mochel. How could that be? If you hold number one, you didn't facilitate food for the suit, you didn't take it. Number two, I fostered a relationship. The Ramo writes a yoytze. The Ramo writes a yoytze. Now you should rely on it. You should try to make sure you give it to someone that will accept. But it's an amazing Ramo. Yoytze. Number two, why is there no bracha on Shalach Manis? Why is there no bracha on Shalach Manis? Why is there no bracha on Staka, the Rashba says, in the Tshuva Simiyu Tess? Because the Ani might not accept it. According to this, Rav Scheinberg says, you should say a bracha. You yotze no matter what. Why was there no bracha on active, Mark? You yotze no matter what, no? The answer is, according to the Rambam, any mitzvah ben Adam l'chaveiro, there's no bracha. It's to be mar b'sholom ben Adam l'chaveiro. Why ain't bracha? Number three. Can you give anonymously sholom manis? What would you say, Moshe? Are you yotze? If you give ilui shame means anonymously. If you're facilitating food for the suda, you did. If you're fostering a relationship, the guy doesn't know who gave it to him. What kind of fostering relationship? Number four, nafkimini. Let's say you gave a guy food that he can't eat. I don't know, let's say he can't eat certain meats. Chopped liver, I can't eat chopped liver. I love chopped liver. I can't eat chopped liver. Because it gives me gout. I love chopped liver. Guy gives me chopped liver and bread. Is he yotze sholach manis? If you facilitate food for the suda, I'm not yotze. If you hold it, it's mar b'shalom l'chaveiro, gavaltik. Unless, of course, he knew I couldn't eat the liver, and he gave me the liver, right? Okay? But l'maisa, we're talking about food, oicho, sheini yachowa, he can't eat. Shalo yachol, oicho shalwar, Shalom yachol achol. You could think about cases. Let's say someone was diabetic. You didn't know the person was diabetic, and you gave him food that he couldn't eat. You could come up with cases. No, I'm serious. Very important, Lamaisa. Would you be honest? It depends on these two reasons. Also, number five, the Shari Tshuva writes. Let's say you're about to offer the guy food, and it falls on the ground. By mistake, you had butterfingers that day, right? Your butterfingers, right? You know what butterfingers is? You know, you can't catch anything. I remember my dad, Baruch Hashem, he should live and be well. We didn't get a chance to play ball. Once in a while when he had time. My dad was always very busy working. Once in a while, he used to throw us the football on Sunday when he was off. So every time I dropped it, he used to call me butterfingers, right? You can't catch anything, right? So let's say a guy's about to give sholach manis, right? Guy gives sholach manis, right? You know, you have these wide receivers that paid millions of dollars, they drop a ball. How's it shayich, right? Okay. But what's it in here? Giving a sholach manis, slips out of my hand, falls. Falls in the mud, can't eat it. Nafal la'adoma. The Shari Tshuva says, shayla with your yotze. If you're fostering peace, then oh, you had a beautiful thing. Facilitate food for the suda, you can't eat it now. No falagomo. The Birete says, let's say you give guy raw meat right before Shkia. You have to fulfill Shalom Kamanis on Purim itself. Right, Mark? You give raw meat, he can't eat the raw meat. If to foster peace, you foster peace. Expensive raw meat. If it's to facilitate food for the suda, he doesn't have enough time to cook it up. Also, number seven, let's say you live in Tel Aviv. You want to send a guy Sholach Manis in Yerushalayim. So you send it, Lamais, on the 14th. It leaves your hands on the 14th, your Purim. And it'll get to Yerushalayim on the 10th on Shushan Purim. Are you yotze? Rav Zipa and Frank has an interesting tshuva on this topic. And this really speaks to the heart and core of the two reasons. These two reasons. Who does the suda focus on? The Nosin or the Makabel? The Makabel. Excellent. And who does the first one, second one focus on? the Nose.
So would you be Yotze or not? It depends. Let's say Shushan, or I'll just write Shushan Purim to get down that Nafkamina. Did you foster any peace when you released the food on the 14th Yom Purim? He didn't get it yet. So you wouldn't be Yotze. If it's the facility of food for the Suda, you gave it to another Yid on his Purim, he'll get food for the Suda. So it'll be told on the Shiloh also, Mike. Do you follow me? Would you be Yotze or not? Very fascinating Shiloh, Rizvi Pesa Frank has. Number 8 we could give, Nafkamina. Let's say an Adam Choshev. What do you mean by Adam Choshev? You know the Gemara Kedushin Daf Zayin? What do we normally say? That the Chassan's got to give the Kala some money, right? For Kedushin. What's the din if the Kala gives the Chassan money, but he's a Choshev guy? Let's say the Prime Minister. Right? What's the din? The Hanah that he gave her back by accepting the gift, he's Mekadosh her with. He didn't give her a thing. But he gave her a virtual hana. Right? That's the din, Kedusha. What happens when it comes to Sholach Monis? The Prime Minister accepted my Sholach Monis. Is the Prime Minister Yotze Sholach Monis? Maybe he is. I'm so appreciative that the Prime Minister accepted my Sholach Monis. He gave me pleasure and benefit back. If you hold number 2, it's to be Marba Shalom, then it would be good. If it's the facilitated food for the Suda, the Prime Minister didn't give me anything. So you wouldn't be Yotze. You wouldn't be Yotze. So this is 8 very good nafkaminas regarding this concept of what? Of Sholach Monis. So we should be machmir on both shittas. We should be machmir on both shittas. And it makes a lot of sense that we should include a third person. Do you know there are some, let's get this down, there are 3 shittas, and we got to close, we got to get ready for the shir. There are 3 shittas in Achronim. One shita, I think it's the Yafel Alev, says if you give it yourself, you're not Yotze. You must give it to a shliach. You must. The other shita holds mitzvah by Yosef Mishlucho. It's better you give it, but you can give it to the shliach. And the third shita says, no, they're equal. There are 3 shittas. The Piskei Tshuva, the Yafel Alev. Mr. Brewer actually quotes the Binyan Tzion that's mistopic, maybe not Yotze, give yourself. In the Binyan Tzion, in the Maskana, he says you're Yotze. You gave it yourself. But what's the whole far to the degree it might be Likuva if you gave it yourself? Yes. Because we're supposed to foster as much relationships as possible. It's like secular language, they say 2 is fine, 3 is a crowd, right? Socially. On the country in Halacha, Mishloach Monos Yishol Reyo. We should get as many people's mouth, give it to a shliach. That he should give it over. I didn't do that way. In the dorm, it's better you should do it. At least one guy you should give it to a shliach. At least one guy you're going to give it to, you should give it to a shliach. That's the din. To the degree, it might be likuva. That makes a lot of sense. Mar b'sholom b'nam l'chaveru. And let's just close with this. There's more we'll have to talk about as we get towards more Purim, Bez Hashem. Makes a lot of sense. Because what was Haman's plan? They're an Am that's Mefura to Mefuzar. They're scattered, they're bickering, they're fighting. In the Takana of the Chachamim, in the Mitzvah Sayom of Purim, is a Takana to get to be Mesaking that. To get everyone together. To give the Sholach Monis. To foster new relations. Guys don't even know. To Mesaking Haman's plan that we destroy his plan. Because we'll have that Achdus through this Mitzvah. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good day.